You have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 3 is where we're going to be this evening. Philippians chapter 3. Just a few verses in our text tonight, but I do pray, I do hope that it would be a help to us and a challenge to us as we end the year. Excuse me. As we end the year 2018, as we look forward, getting ready to enter 2019, you know, what are we as the people of God, the children of God, as Christians, what are we supposed to do when a year comes to an end and a new year is upon us? We're going to look a little bit at that tonight, but we'll get into that after we read the text, after we pray. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 12, it says, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Let's pray, and then we'll jump right into the message. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you. I thank you for everything you've done for me, Lord, how you've blessed me. I can never thank you enough. I can never praise you enough. But I'm greatly thankful, Lord. I love you, and we just want to give you the thanks that you deserve, the praise that you deserve. Lord, I pray that the service so far has been a blessing to us, but Lord, now as we come into the most important time of the service, I pray that you would work in every one of our hearts, Lord, that you would teach us what you'd have for us to hear and what you'd have for us to learn, that we may be able to leave here differently than when we came. And Lord, I pray that you would use me as your messenger, that you would cleanse me of sin, that you'd empty me of self, fill me with your power and your spirit, give me the thoughts and the words that I need. Help me to communicate effectively to your people as well, Lord. This is in your name we pray. Amen. Now, I don't know about everyone in here, but to me it seems like 2018 just somewhat started. It does. Obviously, it was almost the whole year is basically gone with. But to me, it seems like it just started. It seems like just the other day, no joke, that I was in my bedroom, sitting at my desk. It's no longer my bedroom. It's no longer my house. But now my parents' house, and I think my sister's in the bedroom. But, you know, this past January, that's where I was. I found myself sitting there at my desk, and I was taking a break from school. And I was just thinking. I was looking over last year. You know, we're just a couple days in, a week or so into 2018 at that point, and I'm looking back at 2017, and just seeing what all I have accomplished, what all had happened, how God used me maybe in some way, how God used other people in my life, you know, the big things that happened in my life. And 2017 was a really big year for me. A lot changed, a lot happened. That was the year I met, or Olivia came back into my life. You know, it was in January of 2017. It was amazing. I had so much to be thankful for. I had so much to look back on and to be amazed at. To be, wow, 2017, that was a good year. You know, that was a good year. The Lord blessed. The Lord used. The Lord gave. You know, he taught me a lot, too. I learned a lot in 2017. I learned a lot by mistakes, by circumstances, by, you know, troubles, things like that. We learn from those mistakes. I learned from mistakes of others. I learned just from others by going up to talk to them and sitting down with them and them just sharing a little bit of their wisdom with me. I learned a lot in 2017. 2017 was a great year. But I found myself there just a little bit after that. Same time, same place, same setting. I started shifting my focus towards 2018 as we were in 2018. And I started thinking, you know, writing down what I learned and everything like that that happened in 2017 and praying and asking God, 2018, man, it's already upon us. You know, God, I want to do this year for you. I want to accomplish this. Or what else is it, Lord, that you would have for me in 2018? At that point, Olivia and I were just dating, and honestly, I'm sitting there at that point thinking, am I going to get married this year? Is it going to be a big year? Is 2018 going to be a big, major, life-changing year in my life? You know, am I going to get married? Am I going to move out of the house, whether it was there locally, far away? Am I going to get a job? And if so, is my job going to affect when I'm getting married? Or when am I getting married? Is it going to affect my job? All these things, you know, the next big key events in my life are starting to go through in my head. And I had a lot to think about, but along with, man, what all can I do in 2018? What all can I learn in 2018? How can God use me in 2018? Obviously, all those things did happen. I got married. I got my job. I moved away. And here I am. You're stuck with me now. All those things came to pass. The new year always brings about much uncertainty. For many, when looking ahead, that's the way they feel. They're uncertain because the future is a little bit foggy. It's cloudy. They can't see. But it can also bring about an exciting wonder as you look and as you go through the ups and downs of the new year and that what it brings in and what it brings about. It's exciting to look at how God can use you and what God will do in that upcoming year. As a start of a new year, for me though, I like to, as I just said, create that time to just stop, to contemplate, to think, to look back on that past year, on the prior year, to do as what I just shared with you. What did God do? How did God use me? What did I learn? What can I do more? What did I do for God? What did I do for others? What did I learn from mistakes and those trials and all kinds of things like that? So I believe what I'm trying to say here is the new year can also create some questioning. Not bad questioning as, man, what happened this last year that's going to happen this year? But no, rather questioning of looking back as, well, what could I change? What could I have done better at? You know, what could I have done just a little bit differently and the outcome might have changed? The outcome might have been a little bit better, you know? What can I do? How will you handle that questioning spirit when it comes up inside you, when it's in your mind? How are you going to question it? How are you going to control it? Are you one of those people that easily gets nervous and scared about the unknown? You get anxious because the new year's coming up and you're like, oh no, I don't know what the new year's going to behold. So you get anxious, you get nervous, you start questioning yourself. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? You start questioning others. Is this going to happen? Is that going to happen? Are you going to do this? You know, all these things. Questions arise. They come into our mind. Are you one of those people that gets nervous and scared about the unknown? What I want to encourage you, though, is in these last 2 days of the year, as we come up to the last 2 days of the year, or I guess we're on the second to last day of the year, aren't we? See how fast this time has gone? It's crazy. As we finish this second to last day, and tomorrow's your last day of the year, as you go into 2019, take some time to look back at it all, at 2018. Look back at it all. Get the big picture. Get out a scratchbook, a pad of paper, and a pen or a pencil. Write down everything that happened, the big key moments. Get the big picture. Enjoy everything that happened this past year in 2018. But then, like I said, I want you to ask yourself, could I have done any more and could I have done anything better? Look back, because it is okay to look back. It is. It is okay to look back. As long as we're not constantly looking back, as long as we're not staying in the past, it's okay to be in the present and to look back. You know, sometimes it's a blessing. Sometimes it's an encouragement. Sometimes it's a help to us to be able to look into the past and to look back. I challenge you as we start off the new year, though, to stop, to think, to pray, to give yourself some goals. You know, what is it that I could do this year? What is it that I could do better this year? Give yourself some spiritual goals, too. Something to be able to raise the bar up a little bit. Maybe you accomplished your goals, your resolutions this year. Maybe you had some spiritual goals yourself. Raise the bar just a little bit. Try and reach whatever it is that you can this next year to accomplish it. That's you. That's you personally. And those are great. Like I said, New Year's resolutions, everybody has them. Everybody has in their mind whatever it is that they want, all kinds of different things. But as a church, I believe it's important to have some goals set for us in the upcoming year as well. As a collective people, God's people, meeting here together for a common purpose, a church, church members, we should have a goal as we set forth and as we go forward into this next year as well, 2019. One of these goals I have set in mind is doing more to reach our community. What is it that we could do more to reach our community? Fort Mill, my goodness, is a growing, growing, growing city. I think it's still listed as a town, isn't it? It's still the town of Fort Mill, yet it seems like it's so cramped, it's so crowded, it's so busy full of people that it really is just an extension on of Charlotte, is really what it is. You know, people constantly moving here, moving in, businesses coming from everywhere, all around. We have such a great opportunity to be able to reach our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. A great opportunity. The subdivisions that are coming in, that are kicking people out of their current homes to build newer homes and newer communities, it's outrageous, it's crazy. Buying farmland here and land here to build new houses and homes. But the reason they're doing that is because people are coming. People are coming. They're coming here to Fort Mill. And I can't help but think that they're coming here for a reason. Maybe it's a job. Maybe it's because family lives here. I know some people that come here just to retire. I don't know why. Maybe you know something I don't know, but I've heard some people that do that, come to Fort Mill and that area to retire. But what if they're coming here because, well, they may not know why they're coming here, but maybe they're coming here just because God's working in their heart some way, somehow, though they don't know it, and they're coming here for a purpose, and that's because we as Bible Baptist Church have an opportunity to reach out to them. Whether it's knocking on their door saying, hey, I see you're new in the area. We'd like to welcome you to Bible Baptist Church. And you start telling them a little bit about the church, and you give them the tract, and you tell them about the Lord and the gospel. Or whether you're out and about, and you're just passing out some tracts, we have such a great opportunity, whether it's people that are moving here or well-established people that have been here for some time. The opportunities are endless to be able to reach our community for Christ. It's crazy. It's not an easy job, no, but they're endless. We just need to be able to do it. We need volunteers. We need to have that spirit to be able to go out, to be able to go tell them, to seek them, and to win them, to bring them in, to draw them in to the church house. This past week, I've been putting some door hangers together. I only have about 75, to, somewhere between 75 and 100 of these done so far. But I'm planning on doing a lot of these this next year. What's in it? We got info in here for our master clubs, Wednesday nights. We have an awesome master club program here at this church on Wednesday nights. It's awesome to see what the kids are learning, what they're doing, how they're getting involved. The games, the fun that goes on in there too. It's crazy to see what they're learning and how much fun they're having. What a better way to be able to reach out to our community, especially with people that have families and little ones, to be able to draw them in. Let them see the fun that we're having here in master clubs. Let them see what they're learning. Learning not just about Jesus, but about the entire Bible and God's word, and to see them grow. That's awesome. Awesome opportunity to be able to share that with them. We have tracts in here, at least a tract. Why? To be able to clearly share the gospel with whoever it is that this is placed on their door, on their front porch. They can open it up, they can read it, and the gospel is presented to them. We have John and Romans in here. Why? Because what a better way. Sometimes we can't print out entire Bibles, lay them out on everybody's front porch, give it to them, hand them out wherever we go. That would be heavy and that would be expensive. But John and Romans, what two better books? Why? Because the gospel presentation. What better books? So we have those in here. Then we have a couple invitation cards. I've put in here as well as the Spanish invitation card, not knowing necessarily who's going to receive it or who's going to get it. So, just a little extra in there. If they're Spanish speaking, maybe that'll draw some interest. Maybe they'll see, man, this church is really trying. They've put a little bit of extra time and money into this. So, I might give them a call. I might visit them. But either way, we have these packets. And as the year starts and as the year goes along, I'm going to have these ready to go, ready to hand out. I don't quite have an idea yet. But when I get that idea, when I get the goal down, I will be sharing with you all, wanting volunteers to help maybe put some together, volunteers and help to be able to go and put these on the doors of all the developing areas and all the surrounding neighborhoods here in the church or here in Fort Mill. What a great opportunity to be able to share the gospel. You know, we've been stressing as well, just out here in the hallway, we have tracts. Tracts. This one is the importance of one. You know, grab a couple of those to be able to place them wherever it is. Has the church info and everything like that on the back. Awesome opportunity, awesome tool. You don't even have to talk to the person. You could just leave it sitting at the, you're at the restaurant, leave it sitting on the table for the waitress or the waiter or whatever, you know. Put them at a gas pump, whatever it is, you know, wherever you're at. You don't even have to talk to the person. You can just pass it out. We got the invite cards, like I was saying. These are great. These are awesome. We even have the small ones that you can fit in your pocket or in your wallet. And like I said, the John and Romans as well. We have so much material. We have so much good news. Let's go and let's share it. Let's get involved. Let's reach our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's be the light, the beacon of light that we need to be here in our church and here in our city, Fort Mill. By the end of whatever year it is that we want to set the goal for, everybody here should have at least at once heard of Bible Baptist Church. That's what we should be looking at. That's what we should be going. And by that time, more people will be coming in and people that haven't heard yet, and we get to do it all over again. Wonderful opportunities to be able to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. There will be other goals set, I'm sure. You know, there are other things that I'm thinking about and I'm praying about for our church as well. But as a church member in this church, what are you willing to do this next year for the church, for the cause of Christ, for his kingdom? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to do to better the church of Christ, to better the spirit of the church, to help the church to grow? To help see our community reached with the gospel and to see souls saved, to see people come and get baptized and join the church. What are you going to do to see revival take place in our church? To see revival take place in Fort Mill and the surrounding areas and communities, or even in our own houses and homes? What are you willing to do? Yeah, yes, looking back in the past is great. It's wonderful. We can learn from it. We can see the great things God has done. But what are you going to do about the future, this next coming year? What are you going to do about it? God has done great things in this church the past 39 years. There's no doubt about that. How this has happened, how it's come about, how it's been raised, the people that God has used in this church, it's only by his grace. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful testimony. It's awesome. But that's in the past. That's the past 39 years. As we're coming up on 40, what are we going to do in the 40th year? What are we going to do in 2019 as a church to better the cause of Christ? What has God done for the church? How God has used the church? How God has blessed? That's great in the past. But we must look forward to what great things are in store for us and for the church, for Bible Baptist Church as well. What great things God has ready to pour upon us. What great things God has in store to just bring down here to each and every one of us here, the members, the people of Bible Baptist Church. Great things are ready for us. What all can and what all will God do in and through our church in 2019 in the future? I don't know, but I'm excited. I hope that you're excited as well. And one of those things that we can do is to reach our community with the cause of Christ. That's our number one goal, folks. That should be the first thing that we're always going for and aiming for. What all can you do to better the church in 2019 and the future, to better the cause of Christ? We must never forget all that God has done, ever. That's why the past is there. It's okay to look back. It is okay to look back. But we must reach forth as well, as our text says. I press toward the mark. I reach forth, go forward into the future to reach new heights, to reach new goals for the cause of Christ and his church this next year and in the future. We need to move forward and we need to look ahead. We need to grow together. We need to serve together. We need to love together. We need to pray together. We need to do everything together as we move forward into the future for the cause of Christ. So I ask, are you willing to jump on board and be a part of it? Maybe you're here Maybe you just come to church just to put in your time at church. Maybe you come because you are a faithful member of this church. You have been, and you're planned that you always will be. That's great. That's great. We thank you, and we love that you're a part of Bible Baptist Church. Maybe you're here because you really do love the people. You love the church. You come for the right purposes. But are you willing to jump on board as we move into 2019 to get on board, to go forward, to press forward towards the mark that God has for us? Whatever that mark is, whatever that goal is, are you willing to jump on board and be a part of it? Are you ready to serve, help, encourage, and pray together as a church in order to do these great things that God has in store for us in 2019? This all has just been on my mind and running through my head the last couple days. It's kind of lit me up on fire about it. I've been making sure that I'm doing what I can when I'm out and about to pass out tracts and to pass out these invite cards. It's the least I can do, right? It's just even do that little bit. But that's me. I can't speak for you all. Are you willing to be a part of it? Are you willing to jump on board and do these great things or see what great things God has in store for us? It's okay to look back. But let's reach forward to greater things that God has in store for us this next year. Looking back, but reaching forth. That's my prayer. That's my goal. That's my aim for us here as members, as people of Bible Baptist Church as we end 2018 and as we enter 2019. Looking back, but reaching forth to the prize, the mark that God has set and God has in store for us in 2019. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you for this challenge. God, I pray that it somehow, some way, you've given this to me for a reason, but that it would be able to light a fire in our hearts, light a fire in our souls, Lord, and that we'd be able to do as we've been commanded, Lord, to go out into all the world and to preach the gospel to every creature. Lord, to witness the way we need to witness and invite the people we need to invite, to live the lives that we need to live, to be the examples that you'd have for us to be. Lord, I pray for revival here in our community, here in our church and in our homes, Lord, that you would do something so amazing and so special this next year at Bible Baptist Church. Lord, I don't know what you have in store. I don't know how you're going to use us. I don't know how you're going to use us as a church. But God, I know you have great things in store. We just need to reach forward. Looking back's okay, but help us to reach forward, to get on board together as a team, to go about it the way that you would have for us to go about it, to be close to you the way we need to follow you the way we need to follow you. And Lord, that as 2019 goes about, that you would bring about the great things that you have in store for us, Lord. You would continue to use us as a church and as a people to better your, to share the gospel in our surrounding communities, to better your message, Lord, to better your church here and your people. I pray these things in your name we pray. Please bless the invitation time at this time in your name. Amen. The piano's just going to play a hymn or two of a verse.